always edit me, make me look good.
Right, we'll do that. We'll take care of that. FSA Director Brian Lacefield with us. And Brian, of course, you've been on the job now for a little bit over 6 months or so, and been a good time. Tell us about your first 6 months as FSA Director.
All right. Well, we're about 8 months in, Alan, so time flies when you're having fun. We got up there in October and trying to get acclimated. Steep learning curve, obviously. I've hovered around the Farm Service Agency on both the program and loan side my whole career, but it looks differently when you're looking from the inside out. But my first blush at everything, I can tell you we've got a great program in the state. I'm so blessed to be part of it. Mm-hmm. We've got a tremendous group of talented folks across the state. We have 64 county offices and a state office, and they are all staffed with dedicated, hardworking folks that are committed to working for the Kentucky producer and doing everything they can for them. Love their job, show up smiling, and do that. The concerning factor we have right now is we have a lot that are nearing retirement age. There was a large surge of hire in 1986, and now these folks are nearing they're at least fully eligible to retire. I've got a tremendous amount of the workforce that's fully eligible to retire. They could decide tomorrow that they're ready to retire. We're also looking at things from a hiring standpoint. We've not been able to fill these positions as fast as they're leaving, so it's created a challenge. We're down about 10% from where we were 2 years ago, but still have the same footprint and implementing the same services across the state. So our Secretary Perdue, he's challenging the agency to do more with less and trying to find ways to be more efficient, and I'm confident that we can, that we're a very resilient agency, and we'll figure out ways to get things done. And again, because of this talented workforce that we've got across the state.
You know, obviously, without a farm bill, we can't do some things, but you guys are continuing to serve producers out there, working with a lot of programs that are in place and aren't really affected so much by the farm bill.
Well, that's right, and we still have the farm bill right now. We're still implementing everything that's under the 14 farm bill, and we're looking with eyes towards a new one as this one's set to expire at the end of our fiscal year. But all programs are currently being worked at. In fact, right now we're pushing the July 15th crop reporting deadline, so I know as I've been making some stops in offices, they've been crowded with a lot of producers. Right. In. But we've had some known changes too. We had out of the bipartisan budget act that just happened in the spring, we were able to see some improvements to the MPP program, our dairy program, that's made it a little bit more reflective of current conditions. And we've had a big sign up, 300 producers, I believe, we've got signed up in Kentucky, and had about 1.3 million in payments that have gone out or are pending to go out right now in the first month after they signed up.
It's pretty important too, because when the dairy farm Dean Foods hit, that crisis hit, it caught dairy farmers by surprise, really.
It did, and it's just anything at this point is a help, I think. Any producers does want the price support payment. They'd rather have the strong commodity prices, but when we don't have those, it's good that we have these safety nets in place.
Obviously, hearing a lot from farmers out there, what are farmers really talking with you about, Brian?
Well, obviously the concerns the farm economy. Secretary Perdue, when he testified to the House Ag Committee, brought to the attention that farm income's down about 50% since our 2013 highs. Now, that's looking as an aggregate, but that aggregate's made up of individual family farm operations. So they're all trying to figure out ways to navigate this. Regardless of your industry right now, it's a challenging time. We're seeing challenges, credit's getting a little tighter, we're seeing interest rates ticking up, so one more cost in your production that you're seeing going up. So I think it's right now you're looking at just trying to figure out ways that we can navigate and move forward.
Talk about your board of directors who served with you in the FSA.
Oh, very blessed. It's our state committee, and they're appointed by the administration just like we are, or like the state executive directors. And we've got a fantastic state committee that represents Kentucky from its geographic and its commodity diversity. We have a producer. I'll just run through my committee here. We've got Kenny Eimel from Greenup County, horticulture producer. We've got Brenda Paul, who's a cattle livestock producer from Bourbon County. Tom Flowers, who is a hay, cattle, and grain farmer from Shelby County. Have Bart Peters, part of a large grain, tobacco, and cattle operation here in western Kentucky. And then Sharon Furches is our committee chair, and she is from Callaway County. And her husband have a large grain operation there. All of them work well together. They have the right attitude for working for the producers and protecting the integrity of the program. That's a lot of what their job is overseeing the county committees and the county offices and being time when there are appeals and issues that can't be handled at the local level, they handle that. And so they are called upon to have the Old Testament judgment and wisdom to try to be able to seek the truth and find find the right path forward.
You were actually able to host for the first time a commissioner of our Ag Secretary here in Kentucky this year at your office. Tell us about that.
It was. It was one of those things I learned early on. It's okay to ask questions if you're not scared of being told no. And I found out that the Secretary was going to be in town visiting. And in my office, we also have the rural development folks. So my counterpart was across the hall. And then my state committee was going to be in town meeting that day. So I reached out to the Secretary's team and let them know that we were all going to be there at the office that day. It'd be a chance to see seven of his appointees at one stop. And so he came and spent time visiting not just with us, but also the entire staffs of all the different agencies. NRCS is also located there, so was spent time with all of us. And just, again, every time I've been able to interact with the Secretary, I've become more impressed with his grasp and understanding of even the most minute issue that we're dealing with in our world. The man has a big job saying grace over all agriculture for the nation, but he takes it very serious and is committed to getting plugged into these communities and knowing what's going on at the most grassroots level.
Brian, it's great to know we got you in Lexington taking care of all of our farmers out there. Appreciate your time. Appreciate you certainly on being on behalf of us.
Well, thank you, Alan. We appreciate you, and I'm glad to see you in the new role you are covering agriculture across the state. You're a great voice for us, and we appreciate it.